Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
On behalf of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, I extend to you the red carpet. Come on by and visit with us, and I hope to see you during the holidays. We all think of home during this time of year. You can almost smell the memories in the air and see reminders everywhere, and they all point to home. I remember walking up the path to Grandma's house in Georgia, the strong fragrance of pine and earth, and as I approached the old house, the distinct aroma of hot berry pie stirred expectations of some really good things to come. You know, the soul and spirit of a man needs a home. The distinct fragrances of the Word of God, the Word of Truth, leads the soul to its home. Lighthouse Baptist Church is inviting you to come home for the holidays, where the hearths of our hearts are warm with the love of God, where truth is welcome, where, like Julie found, you'll be surrounded with faces smiling with the joy of the Lord that share your values and your beliefs, where God-fearing patriotism is still alive and well, where prayer is first because God and His kingdom are first, where burdens are lifted, where friends are true. Come on home for the holidays. See you in church. Happy Thanksgiving. I went into the archives to find some of the shows that I produced after Trump's first win in 2016. We were then concerned about election fraud, especially here in California, even back then and before coming into that election. Well, our concerns about election fraud boiled over in 2020 and in 2024. The America bashing has been going on for a long time. I mean, from within our country, by Americans. Marxist communism was becoming increasingly popular in European academia and began filtering into American higher education in the 50s during the Red Scare. Now, this does not mean there were even many teachers in America teaching Marxism in our schools. It does mean there was an underground movement of Marxist agitators working through youth groups outside the school, our schools, and they were recruiting within our schools, recruiting students into the Marxist persuasion. And this was going on with the passive encouragement and support of some teachers who were, or shall we call them, fellow travelers, Marxist sympathizers, but not card-carrying communists. Some of these did work their way into administrative positions in the colleges, and over time, undermining American values became normal, and infiltrating our political institutions with a curriculum that was and continues to be anti-God and anti-America, pro-Marxism, and so on. Well, pretty soon, that tree grew up, produced some apples that were rotten at the curriculum core. And most of the apples, of course, that fell from that tree fell close. And so it is that it grew into this messy swamp we have today in D.C. with troughs feeding out of D.C. their sludge into almost every classroom in America, all the way down into kindergarten. But there is a new day dawning, and the light rising on the horizon is not commie red, but red, white, and blue. MAGA is not only about America first, it's about the first America. Or, as Rush would call it, America is founded. Wouldn't it be nice if we could hear Rush today and see him and hear him respond to what happened here in this last election? That would be awesome. It is a broad movement of Americans returning home. And it's been somewhat nice to I have a little bit of a toned-down Thanksgiving basher fest today, as opposed to prior years. During Biden's usurpation of the White House, MSNBC's Joyless Reid read us out for stealing America from the Indians with cruelty and violence. You know, the truth is she confused Jamestown with Plymouth Rock, I think, on the violence and cruelty side of things. She claimed, with regard to Plymouth Rock, that the experience was used to erase the genocide that followed. You know, sort of like how people like Reed used the violence of the white settlers to erase the violence of the indigenous people. Or the way people like Reed divert attention from the fact that the atrocities of slavery included black slavers, African tribes selling their own into slavery. The whole slave business is evil and wicked, friend. Oh, and then that little footnote in history called the Civil War, you know, and the fact that we Republicans were on the right side of that issue at that time and right on down through history. While Democrats were the ones wearing the KKK hoods, friend, you might check in with former Grand Master of the Ku Klux Klan, Robert Byrd, if you could. You might have to find Saul Sorcerer to pull that off, but anyway, har har. Or just check in with Democrat Biden about his racist past. Now, I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln, the Republican, you know, and the whole emancipation thing, and not with Lyndon Baines Johnson and his crafty new plantation that he planned to enslave the black people. And you could ask Candace Owens about that, or Dinesh. They'll fill you in with historical facts and not this cherry-picked fictional story that they've created. If Americans picked Plymouth to represent their sentiment about our arrival to this continent for God and religious liberty, and did not choose Jamestown and the settlers there who came for gold and certainly were not godly, don't you think that's a good thing? That we would relate to Plymouth and not to Jamestown? Maybe that's the lineage that led to the final end of that wicked Democrat business of building their southern empire on the labor of slaves, as the nation slowly divided over this and separated into Republicans and Democrats. I'm just saying. Yeah, the slavers and the anti-slavers. Now here's Joyless Reed's statement this year, where she clearly confuses liberals with conservatives. There's no way you can endure listening to this without me pausing it along the way to give you a chance to respond to the multiple inanities she spits and hisses out of her mouth. So I'll interject your response vicariously, and then you call 805-314-2114. That's 805-314-2114, and tell me how close I got. Enjoy.
To suffer the consequences of your votes?
Joyless. Oh, Joyless. He has not even been inaugurated. Come on. But we can look back on 4 years of Trump before Biden came along, and we can tell you from experience, we know that Trump's not a fascist. He has consistently protected free speech and has faithfully submitted to the rule of law, even when it was being used contrary to law to persecute him for his political beliefs. He never called for or resorted to violence to defend himself or his belief that the election of 2020 was stolen, which belief I share, and about 75 or 6 million Americans share. And many Democrats are beginning to come around on that. I think the percentage has doubled since 2020. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the consequences of my vote. Lower prices, justice restored, right? No more two-tier justice, no more favoritism showed to our real enemies. No more threats of legal penalties for believing men are men and women are women. And no more engaging ourselves in every war that comes along or finding some excuse to go to war. Back to common sense and traditional American values. Yeah, yeah, I'd say bring on the consequences. They can't begin too soon, in my opinion. But then I realize what you mean by consequences. Here she is.
You don't want to be around me because I voted for fascism. No fair. I'm coughing on you with COVID, but you want me to wear a mask for your safety? No fair. My body, my choice.
Well, how do I respond to this? Joy, I don't want to have Thanksgiving with you. Okay? So, anyway, I know. I thought you must be talking about Democrats who voted Republican this year. Surely you're talking to Republicans right there, at least. I mean, it's typical of progressives. You don't bother making any effort at all to understand why. Instead, you just snarl and hiss and snipe, truly joyless. You'd be a most unpleasant guest, and most uncomfortable in my home, and me in yours. So yeah, this is also a consequence that I welcome. I would challenge you to find any Christian conservative Republican you know who acted like this when Obama or Biden became president. I never heard anything like this. It seems to be pretty much limited to the Democrat community to ostracize people you disagree with on political issues. You are consistently the ones who punish your political opponents. And, well, here you go again. Punish, punish, punish. Slap, slap, slap. Nasty, nasty, nasty. And you get so personal about it. Good night. I'm going to punish you by not eating with you? Really? Those are the consequences you're going to put on me? Are you kidding? Well, anyway, I'll say this. At least now you can no longer punish us by shutting down our free speech. Thank you, Elon. Sending SWAT teams after us for protesting at abortions. Link here to prove everything I'm saying. Or making us out to be or marking us as domestic terrorists. Yeah, see Biden's infamous MAGA hate speech. Linked here. In which, according to Wall Street Journal, he cited retired Judge Michael Luttig, an informal advisor to Mike Pence, which tells you a lot, that Trump and his allies are a, quote, clear and present danger, end quote. Now, friend, do you understand the legal implications of that language? That's a clear and present target slapped on the back of every MAGA American that screams domestic terrorist. It's the equivalent of the yellow armband branding Hitler's political and social enemies. And don't forget the bit about sending us to re-education camps. What? Jerry? Come on, are you kidding? No, sadly I'm not. Read this article posted here in my notes about Democrat Paula Collins, who ran for Congress to represent New York's 21st district. She literally called for Trump supporters to be sent to a re-education camp, quote, end quote, to stop what she called a, quote, MAGA nightmare, end quote. And by the way, she's not the only one. And as for the coughing on you with COVID thing, really? Really, who did that? Name the MAGA American who coughed on you while he or she was suffering the Fauci GOF disease. Now, look, the reasons many Americans refuse to wear that mask are laid out clearly in my book, Let My People Breathe. Those of you living in the Santa Maria area can have the book free. Just find or receive one of our cards with that QR code in the back that says Let My People Breathe, and you can have it by using your zip code as the coupon code. And beyond that, if you want a physical copy, you can get it anywhere books are sold. Reed, did you examine 900 plus scientific articles on the efficacy of masks against virus transmission or infection? You didn't? Well, I'm not shocked. It's a lot of work. I know. Tell me, did you at least know that Fauci said masks don't work against viruses because the particles are too small? Yep. He said that in January of 2020 and then flipped on this, changed his mind in February. Though he never explained the scientific basis for his change of mind. He just alluded to the science, but never told us what science he's talking about. Never referenced any studies. Read my book. It's short but powerful read on this subject, Let My People Breathe. You can get it from our church bookstore. And you'll get a price on BaptistLighthouse.org that will be a break from just about anywhere else you can buy it. Let's send one to Joy, shall we? But it appears here that Joy is not directing these comments to Democrats who voted Trump. In that case, I can guarantee, Ms. Reed, that no MAGA American is at all concerned about your threat to not eat with them or any of your liberal friends. So again, it is a consequence you threaten against us for voting for Trump that we welcome. And then she goes on.
Well, here's an alternative thought. Make your own dinner, MAGA. Make your own sandwiches. Wipe your own tears. Troll amongst yourselves with Elon and leave us alone.
This is just weird. I have to ask my listeners, are any of you trolling Joyless? Are any of these people? Really? Are you trolling? What is that anyway? Some of you might not understand it. I used to fish with my dad fairly often, and we would troll by dropping a baited hook, or more often a lure, in the water behind the boat and run along about, I don't know, two miles an hour, maybe three, sometimes five. It depends on what we're trolling for. So is anyone trying to bait a liberal to snare them in some argument or something? Are you doing that? I doubt it. But if you are, back off. I get these trolls trying to sucker me into an argument about something all the time. We have a lot of social media presence and podcasts and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I get a lot of this. I don't think I have ever spent a single moment whining about somebody trying to troll me. I just respond, usually kindly. I would never say to any of them, leave me alone. You don't bother me. Why does it bother you, Reed? I mean, really, girl, it's pathetic. Right? I don't know if you care about my feedback. You probably don't. But tell me, brain massage lights on, friends. Am I speaking your mind here? Call 805-314-2114 and let me know. And then this what? Make your own dinner, MAGA? Wow, is that supposed to be some big threat? Make your own sandwich? I don't get, she said this with such a serious tone. Maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know. I just don't get it. Do conservatives regularly depend on you to make their sandwiches? I mean, it's bizarre. It's so disconnected from anything in my real world. Well, what is her anticipated response to this? Oh no, help us. We have to make our own dinner. Oh no, we'll have to make our own sandwiches. I mean, I can't relate to this at all. What does she envision to be our response to that? Now what am I going to do? I have to make my own dinner? And even worse, make my own sandwiches? I am so glad this is all they have left. I mean, they used to be able to threaten us with education camps. Now this is the best they can throw at us. Make your own dinner. Make your own sandwiches. Yeah, that'll get us. Okay, more Reed.
You got your heart's desire, the president you dreamed of and worship instead of Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Joy. Listen, really? Do you really believe MAGA Americans worship Trump? I wish you, Joy, would do what I do and present a footnote or at least some reference to support such an outlandish statement. You know, like this article from Investor's Business Daily reporting that a lesson plan for third graders teaches these youngsters that Obama is the Messiah that we've all been waiting for. Yeah, that was included in a controversial federal education initiative, quote unquote, for third graders in American public schools. A comedian and an actor, Jamie Foxx, speaking to a, quote, wildly cheering crowd, end quote, said, first of all, give honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, end quote. Okay, he's a comedian. He's making a joke. Is that a joke any conservative would laugh at? I mean, if you don't say no, you don't know us. This sentiment, according to Investor's Business Daily, is, quote, creeping into lesson plans and reading materials being created under the guise of the platform for nationalized education known as Common Core, end quote. Yeah, back then, during Obama. And this article adds, one new lesson teaches our children that Obama is indeed the Messiah. And it's all footnoted here. You can see it and read it for yourself. Joy, do you remember the Obama rallies? Politico reported, quote, messianic rhetoric infuses Obama rallies, end quote. Friend, no, we don't do that. We're grounded, man. We're rooted in the truth that Jesus Christ is King, and He is the only Lord our God. Yet when I see the Trump rallies, I notice that often Trump will clearly stipulate Jesus is the Christ and defer to the authority above. It was at a Trump rally that someone cried, Christ is King, and J.D. said, yes, Christ is King. Whereas, in a Kamala rally, need I remind you, someone cried, Christ is King, and Kamala directed the young men to that rally down the street, where that sentiment is welcome. Everyone knows which party welcomes the true Messiah, Joy. You need to catch up here. Let's continue with Joy's rant.
And this time, you didn't even have to storm the Capitol, smash the windows, or try to kill police officers or issue death threats to poll workers. See? You did it just by voting this time. Congrats.
Well, I don't know. Thank you. Joy. You are in for 4 years of disappointment and despair. When the truth about J6 comes out, I don't, you're going to need help. I'll come back to this statement that you made, and I promise to feed it to you gently, because you're going to eat these words. And when the truth about 2020 finally breaks through fully, breaks through the barrier of the delusions the Democrats have erected as a barrier of the truth, well, I'll be there for you to help you ease back into reality. You know, we've been praying and calling on our fellow conservative warriors to restore the ballot box model revolution. I mean, I go back way before Obama, warning about the polarization of our culture and how we must be careful we don't descend into bullet box revolution. In all my years, I've only seen this twice, that is ballot box revolution. I've only seen it twice where it was polarized to the degree we see it today. Once was the Reagan Revolution in 1980, inaugurated in 1981. And the second was November 5, 2024, the MAGA Revolution. And by the way, did you notice we do not call it the Trump Revolution? Have you caught that, Joy? It's called the MAGA Revolution. You see, it's like I said, no great movement can be launched without a great man at the helm. But no great movement continues beyond its founder until that movement grows bigger than the man. The MAGA movement is already larger than Trump. No great movement continues long after its founder passes unless it grows bigger than its founder. MAGA is going to be around for a long time. So back to Joy.
You got your way. And he even got away with breaking the law. Yay! But if you expect the 73 million who voted for the prosecutor, not the felon, and particularly the 92% of black women who voted for Kamala to give you a cookie for your vote, a trophy, a hug, a high five, you might be asking too much. If we want to eat with you, we will. But if we just want some peace over the holidays and we don't want to put up with your trolling while we eat our tofurkey, get over it. Stop acting like we owe you. And for God's sakes, stop whining. It's embarrassing. Our Thanksgiving. Our choice.
Okay, that's a long one, but let's break this down for you. And we'll wrap up this segment. We got our way. Okay. What we got was a restoration of the American way. And yeah, that is our way, and we're glad we got it. As for 73 million votes for Kamala, get ready for another disappointment, Joy. We are already asking where 10 million Biden votes evaporated to. You understand? Biden's poll numbers are actually probably more reflective of the division of the American population right now. And it's really about 30-35% that would be diehard supporters of the Democrat Party. So wait for it, folks. We've got a lot to do in the coming years, and it will take a while to get to this, I'm sure, but MAGA Americans are smart, and they know that fair, transparent, and legal elections are absolutely critical to preserving our republic and our liberties. So we're not going to let this election fraud thing go on, and we're not going to ignore what happened. And the whole 92% of black women voting for Kamala thing, I doubt that, seriously. But the real news is that the Democrats completely alienated men of every color. But now on this next point, I don't think there's going to be any debate. Nobody's asking for cookies. Joy, I'm really serious. We're not disappointed that we don't get to have a cookie. It's okay. You can keep your cookies. Okay, Joy? Totally not interested in your trophies either. Maybe you're not paying attention to the declining interest among Americans and all your Oscars and Grammys and Golden Globes. At this point, we're just yawn and change the channel. I think, however, it is telling what hypocrites you've become that you won't even allow us a participation trophy for participating in the greatest comeback in the history of politics. Trump's win is our trophy, Joy. Keep yours, please. But really, Joy, you're the one who needs a hug. And you're the one in desperate need of something to inspire a high-fi feeling. But offering you any hope of something like that developing anytime in your near future, I think it is asking too much. Now, I don't know if anyone's trolling you, but if I come across some, I'll pass it on that it's really annoying you because it distracts you from enjoying your tofurkey. Personally, I think we would be doing you a favor to pull you away from your political slavery to vegan tofurkey. But that's my opinion. I don't think you share that. And I guess it is a matter of taste, after all. You are free to yield up your divine right to the Dominion, or to use that right as you please. So by all means, go vegan. Go, girl! Right? Did I do that right? Did I do an effective Kamala? Did I cop the accent? Oh, my soul. As for anyone acting like you owe us anything, well, the fact is, you do. I mean, if by you, I mean the deep state establishment swamp creatures who oozed out of the swamp with something you might liken to the blob that has been creeping over our country, devouring the Constitution and our liberties, you owe us plenty. And we will collect. And we will do so through proper legal judgment exercised against evildoers in order to reclaim justice for American citizens. All American citizens. No more two-tiered nonsense. Including for you, by the way, Joy. As for your request that we stop whining? Really, Joy, I think the only place MAGA Americans are whining in your world right now would be in your dreams. We're way too happy to be spending any time whining about you. I don't know. A friendly effort, in a jocular fashion, to say to you, Joy, lighten up. Get a life. Please. Because here we are, once again, the libs projecting. You're projecting your whining onto us? And finally, your sign-off, our Thanksgiving, our choice. Wow. Said with such defiance. Have your Thanksgiving. Have it. Be happy. Somehow. Enjoy your tofurkey. But you're right. Your Thanksgiving isn't what we traditionally celebrate in America, is it? And we are turning back to our original foundational principles, and our traditional holidays will take on a more traditional meaning and significance for us. We haven't been listening to your nonsense about a day of indigenous people mourning anyway. None of us has. We know better. Remember, Joy, you're not supposed to be joyful on Thanksgiving. Your Thanksgiving is about mourning. It's about pain and misery. It's about America last and America bad and America evil. And we must turn the joyous occasion of our earliest settlers into a day of shame and infamy. That's your Thanksgiving. That's not mine. So your Thanksgiving is your choice. And my Thanksgiving apparently is not your choice. This is MAGA Thanksgiving, my friend. And you're welcome to join us in the celebration. You are also welcome to crawl depressed into your hovels and put a sign on your doors, "No MAGA Americans allowed." Scream it as loud as you want. That's fine. We're going to say, okay, we're not going to try to shut you down, remove you from Twitter, remove you from Facebook. We're not going to whine about you trolling us. We're going to go now and enjoy our steaks and turkeys and pumpkin pies and come on home for the holidays. See you in church.